You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. The devastating California wildfire known as the Camp Fire ignited a year ago Friday. It killed at least 85 people and leveled the town of Paradise. The fire has been blamed on faulty electrical equipment from the state's biggest utility, Pacific Gas and Electric. Liabilities from that fire helped push PG&E into bankruptcy last January. And now there's a battle over how PG&E should emerge from Chapter 11 and who should run it. 22 California mayors have an idea. Turn it into a publicly owned cooperative utility. Here's Marketplace's Justin Ho on what that might look like.
PG&E answers to its shareholders, who want a nice return on their investment. Publicly owned cooperatives work in a very different way, says Jeffrey Connor of the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association.
They're established in a way that the consumers own the co-op and elect a board to guide the direction of the electric utility rather than having shareholders.
Californians are tired of having their lights shut off, and the group of mayors says PG&E isn't doing enough to prevent wildfires.
More than $7 billion have been paid out in dividends to shareholders, while the company is underinvested in basic maintenance and capital upgrades that are needed.
That's Sam Liccardo, the mayor of San Jose. He says a public takeover would save money, no more dividends for one, and a public co-op would be exempt from federal taxes. Liccardo says those savings will help the company, say, clear brush from around its power lines.
Those kinds of investments take a lot of dollars.
There are about 900 publicly owned utilities in the U.S., but nothing at the scale of PG&E, which serves more than 16 million people. Economics professor Severin Borenstein at UC Berkeley says if those customers were to own the utility, they'd be assuming a lot of risk in the event of more wildfires or other disasters.
So that means taxpayers who are behind this municipal utility are on the hook.
PG&E declined an interview, but in a statement, it said changing the structure of the company would not improve safety and said its facilities are not for sale. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.